USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is promoting law and order during a roundtable on policing issues in Dallas, Texas.
Third, we're working to finalize an executive order that will encourage police departments nationwide to meet the most current professional standards for the use of force, including tactics for de-escalation. Also, we'll encourage pilot programs that allow social workers to join certain law enforcement officers so that they work together. We'll take care of our police. We'll take reduct the funding police. If anything, we're going the other route. We're going to make sure that our police are well-trained, perfectly trained, they have the best equipment.
Microsoft says it will no longer sell facial recognition software to police departments, making it the latest big firm that's backing away from the surveillance business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
As if trips to the grocery store were not nerve-wracking enough, U.S. shoppers lately have seen the costs of meat, eggs, and even potatoes soar as the coronavirus is disrupting processing plants and distribution networks. Pat Penfield studies supply chain management at Syracuse University. He tells ABC,
the coronavirus has caused a major disruption within the food supply chain. We have this unprecedented demand at the grocery stores.
Penfield also saying,
producers don't need to offer coupons anymore because, again, people are coming in and buying as much as they want.
The Labor Department saying egg prices reached an all-time high of $3 a dozen in late March, but have since fallen back to less than a dollar. The White House says there's a 100% chance that another coronavirus relief package will be signed into law. Speaking on MSNBC, senior advisor to the president, Kevin Hassett, says they're watching the numbers evolve as states reopen their economies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted along party lines on Thursday to give Chairman Lindsey Graham authority to issue subpoenas against dozens of Obama and Trump administration officials tied to the Russia investigation. Democrats hotly contested South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's efforts to gain subpoena power during a debate that carried over from last week when a vote was postponed.
Well, we didn't control the Mueller investigation.
Right. I assure you we're not going to be deterred. If we have to do it by ourselves, we'll do it by ourselves. But we're going to get questions answered like Senator Cruz asked. I want to know why all these counterintelligence investigations were opened to begin with and why every time they should have stopped, they continued. And somebody needs to be held accountable for what happened here. And we're going to be in the accountability business. Attorney General Barr will come before this committee. And he will testify about his job as Attorney General as part of oversight. You can ask him about anything you want to ask him about. But we're going to go forward. It is clear to me I have to do this way. If I want to get to the bottom of what happened, I regret it. But we are where we are. It'll be a collaborative process, but you're trying to stop me from doing something I think the country needs to do. And I'm not going to be stopped. And we're not going to move on. The clerk will call the roll.
Graham speaking Thursday on Capitol Hill. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.